that.
All right. You go out one morning, and any time of the year, in late summer, especially in the fall and winter, though, and you go out and you say, hey, I better put on a sweater because it's a little
chilly.
And you say, it really was, because I look out on the grass and I see some white stuff out there. It looks like we had a
frost.
And then I went out and looked at the water in the creek, and the creek had
frozen.
All right. Would you ever use the expression with the, you probably wouldn't use it so much with the with the creek, but more with a pond or a lake. You'd say the water in the pond
has frozen or frozen over.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. And you'd say we had a hard
freeze.
Yeah. That, what's that room called?
That's the living room.
All right. And we're talking about the ceiling. In the, if I ask how high is the ceiling, and you'd say, oh, it's about
8 feet.
All right. Now I'd like you to name the rooms of your house, and just see if it can, it's just I'd like a diagram. What I'm mainly concerned, how long have you lived in this house?
It's been about two and a half years.
The house, where was the house you lived in before?
It was in a subdivision about 2 miles from here.
How many years did you live there?
Let's see, about 8.
Okay, so, well, it doesn't make any difference, you have, is it 2 floors?
Yeah.
All right, and just, kind of make a little diagram, and as you're doing it, tell me what the rooms are called and so forth.
The first floor over here would be more or less of a den, and over here is, well, what is the living room, and there's the entrance, and kitchen is right in here. And back here's a porch, which we're on now. And over here off the kitchen is a combination laundry room and shower. And then upstairs is 3 bedrooms. One here, my bedroom over here. And parents' bedroom is over here. And my sister's bedroom is here. And then there is another bathroom upstairs.
Do you have a bathroom in the house that doesn't have a tub?
Well, the one in here doesn't have a tub, it has a shower in it.
All right. What would you call one that didn't have a tub or a shower?
A half bath.
All right. Do you have a basement?
No.
All right. How does your mother distinguish, I mean, you call it my parents' room,
yeah,
my room, my sister's room. Do your mother and father call them, identify them that same way, or they talk about them in direction, in other words, like?
No, she would say Jackie's room or Danny's room. Or.
How old is your sister?
My sister is 18.
Is she in high school now, or is she?
No, she will be in her sophomore year next year in college.
Where does she go to school?
She's transferring this year to Chattanooga.
Where was she last year?
Middle Tennessee.
Okay, that's Middle Tennessee. That man named Ralph Hyde at Middle Tennessee gave me a lead in Copper Hill. I was out there yesterday.
That's a messed up place.
It's a bad place to take up gardening, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Do you have a fireplace?
Yes.
What do you call that part of that thing over the top of the
mantle?
Yeah. Do your parents call it anything different, or your grandparents? Have you ever heard that called anything else other than a mantle?
Not offhand.
All right, how about the thing that sticks out on the floor?
The hearth?
Yeah. And the two things in there that hold the wood in place?
Are called, I forget what they're called.
Do you have some of those?